1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Boys and girls, if you have that portion of Scripture open before you still, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52, you'll see there that it says twice about the people of God that they're going to be changed. Verse 51, we shall all be changed. And then at the end of verse 52, and we shall be changed. You know, God's people are going to become so lovely. They're going to become so beautiful. They're going to become like Jesus one day. No sin. Complete righteousness. Complete likeness to Christ in body and in soul. Actually, it'll be at the last day, at the end of the world, at the resurrection of the dead. It will take place. We shall be changed. We'll be lovely. We'll be beautiful. We're not so lovely now. We have a lot of faults. And sometimes we get tired of one another. Sometimes people even sicken us. Sometimes even Christians sicken us, and sometimes we just can't see the loveliness in each other. It's hidden. It's not revealed yet. I want to tell you the story of a little boy, and it might help to illustrate what I want to try to get across and say this morning. But don't worry about his name. He lived quite a long time ago, a couple of hundred years ago. He lived with his parents, and they had some outhouses. And one of the outhouses, they rented out to a sculptor. That is a man who gets big lumps of stone, big lumps of marble. He gets them delivered, and he works at them, he chisels at them, and he makes something nice. And one day this little boy noticed a big lump of marble being carried into the house, into the workhouse, for the man to work at. And he was fascinated by that. And the workmen brought it in and it was unwrapped. And the sculptor, he came and he looked at it and he put his hand upon it. And he nearly seemed to be in love with it. And the young fellow could see this. It was just ugly looking. It was rough. It was even mouldy and damp. It maybe even had a smell about it. It wasn't very pleasant at all. It was just making a mess and the dust was flying all over the place. It was so ugly. And yet this sculptor, he had his hand on it as if it was something wonderful. As if he had a great affection for it. And the boy said something about, you know, what do you see in that? And the sculptor said, I see an angel. I see an angel within. And one day it's going to come without. And of course, he worked away at the sculpture and he made it into a beautiful marble angel. And you know, that sculptor is like the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus loves us. And yet we're so ugly. We smell it with sin. We're deformed. We don't look nice at all. But the Lord Jesus puts his hand upon us and he sees what he's going to make us. He's going to make us like the angels. In fact, better than that. He's going to make us like himself. In body and soul, like his spotless humanity. To be like Christ. He loves us for that. But we're going to become like himself. We should be Christians when we look at our brethren like that. We see Christians, we see they're a bit rough. And maybe they're hard to love. But we should be like the Lord Jesus. We should try to see beyond the roughness, beyond the ruggedness, beyond the faults and beyond the ugliness. And we should have an affection for them because Jesus has his hand upon them. He has an affection upon them. Jesus sees what he's going to make them. And we should stand back with faith and confidence, and we should see what Jesus is going to make our brethren. And then it will be easy for us to love our brethren. Even with all their roughness and with all their faults. So I hope this will teach you a lesson, boys and girls, that Christians aren't perfect. But you're to love them. Because Jesus has brought them into his body and into union with himself. And he's going to change them. And you should love them for what Jesus is going to make them through his grace. And so it's easy then to love our brethren, even as we love our Lord. May the Lord bless these words to your hearts. Let us pray.